Dear Diary, you're never going to believe what happened the other night. Such an unexpected surprise, to say the least. Such an appealing opportunity. And I blew it. I froze. I had this gorgeous man standing naked before me, and I panicked and ran. I'm such an idiot. I'm fairly certain that I just threw away a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Not to mention, I just made myself look like the biggest nerd. How many times had I fantasized about him as I gazed out the window, watching the afternoon sweat glisten on his body, wishing and hoping that a guy like that would ever cast a girl like me a second glance. Except that he did, and I choked. God, how can I ever face him again? At least I can rest assured that he'll never know the twisted fantasies that have plagued my dreams about him. His hands, my body, and his mouth-watering co-worker that sometimes works the neighborhood yards with him, whipping them into perfect manicured shape. A brunette and a blonde. Well, they say variety is the spice of life, dear diary. Could you just imagine if anyone were to find out? Ugh, I would just die of embarrassment. I mean, what nice girl fantasizes about that kind of stuff? Could you just imagine, dear diary, if he knew? Especially about that one dream. The one where there's a knock on my door and I open it and there they both stand. Him and Mr. Blonde. They've just finished out in my yard and they're all hot and sweaty. Shirts removed to show off the tan skin pulled tight over. Oh my, I'm blushing just thinking about it. Then they ask for a cool drink and I invite them inside into the air conditioning. Because that's what nice people do, of course. And they step into the living room. I go into the kitchen to pour some sweet iced tea. When I turn around, I don't have to describe this yet again, dear diary. I've probably written this particular fantasy here within your pages at least a dozen times. But I find myself squirming in my seat as I let my mind drift. How long have you been standing there? No, I didn't know you were working next door today. Look, about the other night. No need to apologize. I agree it's probably best we just forget the whole thing. Just pretend it never happened. Sure, I'll grab you a glass of water. Just give me a moment. here you... Well? Where did he run off to? I could have sworn I closed this. You don't think he... Surely he wouldn't have... Would he? Oh, God.